How's everybody doing? Can I just talk for a second? Would that be okay? I guess you're not going to stop me, probably. So, we're talking about how worthy Jesus is, but this morning is kind of reminding me just about church. And one of the reasons, there's a couple reasons that you saw me. I was super frustrated the last time I was up here, a few minutes ago. And there's a couple reasons I get so frustrated. One is simply that it reflects poorly on me. It's pure arrogance, it's ego. I don't like to do things in a way that I would fire me if I showed up and was like, who's in charge of this gig? And so part of it is just pure arrogance. But here's the other real part of why it bothers me so much. I believe, like deep in my heart and soul, that when we gather like this, and some of you know this, that we gather in the presence of God in a way that we cannot experience at all during the course of a week. I mean, this is different and unique, and I believe God moves here. And there is a reason that we see people give their lives to Jesus at church more frequently than at coffee shops, and a reason that you're drawn to tears more frequently than when you're just sitting around talking about Jesus somewhere else. And there's a reason that you feel like the emotion, you know, that you feel when we're singing or when I preach a sermon, and it's because of the presence of God coming into our midst in a very special and real way. And what really just bothers me is when we get set up late, when the projector breaks, when the sound equipment doesn't work, when my iPad stops going on, or whatever it might be. What really bothers me, Brandon knows this, and Brandon's part of this, and he can attest to this through the prayers that we pray about our services. What really just drives me nuts is that we get in the way of people recognizing the presence of God. And I'm hopefully you can see this about me and about our band and the people that get up here and about our leaders that do other things on the course of a Sunday morning. This is not about putting on a show for you. This is about getting out of the way so that you can experience and celebrate the presence of God when we come together. And when things go badly, a couple of things happen. You're distracted from the presence of God. Second of all, people who come in here who don't know God that would have been like, man, God is here and he's touched me in a special way. They're thinking like, man, that got messed up. And they're not thinking about how God is working in them. And I know God is bigger and he can do things and he can rise above the mistakes that we make. But isn't it true? I mean, don't you worry that like you'll bring somebody who needs to know Jesus and all they'll think about is how the projector was shaking at the beginning of our service? Isn't that in your brain somewhere? And it happens. Even though it shouldn't happen in a perfect world, it would never happen and people would come in and be like, oh, so what? Who cares about a stupid projector? Who cares about music equipment? God met me there today. That's not the reality of the situation. And so what drives me nuts when we mess things up, me included, I'm talking about me, is that it takes away from the focus on the presence of God. And here's what you need to know about me. My whole week, partly because of what I do for a living, but just partly because I love God, is really geared up towards when we are here. Now, work, yes, but also there's this other thing that goes on with me. I don't want to mess up in my own life experiencing the presence of God when I come here. And here's what I know. If I'm giving into sin during the course of the week, whatever it may be, and I show up here, I don't like the presence of God. And I shy away from recognizing. And I try to sit there and I go through the motions and I sing my songs. And I just, it's like, I don't want to be in your presence because you know what I was doing yesterday. You know what I was thinking about. You know what I was looking at. You know how I treated my wife. You know all these things about me. And it's not really that cool to be here with you right now, God, because I feel guilty. And so I try to live my life in this weird way going, I want to be with God Sunday and I want to enjoy it when I come together with the people in my church and I just want to experience his presence and celebrate and be excited about it. And I know that there's some of you, you're looking up here right now and some of you just experienced that. I mean, you're singing to God, and to be honest, I experienced it a little because I there wasn't any wretched sin, but I didn't spend as much time with God as I like, 2 out of the last 3 days, and so I experienced it a little, but some of you I know, it's like, I understand, because I was singing that song, and it's like, God, I'm sorry, and all you can really think when you're going through that and you're experiencing it is, God, I'm sorry that I did that thing, and if you're thinking about it at all, right? And here's the other part of the deal is this. When things go poorly and we are behind or whatever it is, just me personally, I see all of it and I think about it way more than any of you, and I waste Sunday mornings. And I leave and I know in my heart of hearts that I have to wait another week to get here with God in this way, and I know I blew it because I wasn't focused when I was singing. And in my sermon, it wasn't God-led, but it was just me kind of going through the motions. And so I know that sometimes when things go badly, as far as before you get here even, what happens is that it distracts me from the presence of God. And then I leave, and here's what I know about me. I absolutely need this every single week. You know, I could not function without coming here and experiencing God on a weekly basis. I just couldn't do it. I would live a less holy life. I would distance myself from God. I would not spend time in prayer. In fact, the easiest day for me to spend time in prayer and really get into God is Monday, because I've been here and I've experienced God in a unique and powerful way. And then I wake up on Monday morning and I'm like, man, I want to be with God again. And it's not the same as being here with you as when we gather, but there's something exciting on Mondays because I've been here with God on Sundays. And so what I know about me is I absolutely need to be here if I'm going to live the life that God has called me to live. And what I see all around is that because people forget about the presence of God, and some churches have become a show, and sometimes we walk that line. I said that to Brandon yesterday. Where's the line? How do we do that? It was just in passing conversation as we were hanging out. Like, where's the line between us doing a good job and us just saying, God, we need you to move? And so we struggle with where that line is. But we said, God, we're not going to focus on you when we come to church. And we've taken kids out of church, and we've made church attendance this thing that's okay to do sometimes if you feel like getting out of bed or whatever it might be. And what's happening is you're seeing the deterioration of the church in America because people are not taking seriously the presence of God. And that is what we need. I heard a great line from a pastor a while ago, YouTube video, and he said, for 50 years or more, the church is camped around a sermon, but the Israelites for hundreds of years camped around the presence of God. And it was a powerful statement for me, because what we need in this country is not better sermons. We are awesome at sermons. Maybe you don't think that about me, but you can find a billion sermons on iTunes that are fantastic, that are amazing, and you can have a great sermon. You can find great music. I mean, no music is as good live as it is recorded, right? So you can go home and you can listen to better music than you'll ever hear here or any church, because that same church, if it's the greatest music church in the world, they've recorded it. And it's better on the recording, I can guarantee it, because it's been all changed and dilly-dallied with, and so they've made it better. But the one thing that you cannot get during the course of a week is the unique and powerful presence of God that is promised through us coming together. And so when you think about church, this is just an aside, and I'm over there, and I'm trying to think about a sermon, and I'm kind of frustrated. And to be honest, this is like a really awesome sermon that I got written down in front of me. It's good. But as I was even preparing it, it wasn't like, sometimes I just feel like God's like, boom, you know, and it's just coming to me. But this one was not one of those, like, that's good. But it's just, I don't know. And so maybe he just wanted me to talk about this for a little bit. But I was just over there, and it's like, man, we just diminish the value of the presence of God. I mean, we have just made the presence of God not a big deal to us. And so what I'm saying, and I don't know if it means anything to you, but we need, and I know probably because I'm me and you're you and you're in this church and you've thought about this maybe more than any other church in America, but again, I mean, let me just, would we come? This is about being with God together. And I was so impressed to hear your voices today, and it compelled me to sing, and so thank you. But we just need to be excited about it. And like I said earlier, I you know, I'm still here because I'm paid to be here, but this is honest truth. When I get out of bed on Sunday mornings, there are times when I'm like, I don't want to go to church. You feel that way, right? I don't want to get up out of bed. I don't want to do this today. And this morning, and I don't know, I'd have to sit and think for a little while, but this morning, the thought went like this: I'm tired, man. I can't wait to get home from church so that I can take a nap. And then I paused and I thought, and I wasn't planning on saying any of this, but I was like, yeah, I can. I can wait because I'm going to go be in the presence of God. I mean, why would I look forward to getting home and having a nap when I can look forward to right now, in a couple of hours, I will be in the unique presence of God in a way that I will not experience any other time during the course of a week. And the truth is, we need the presence of God, and you know this, and I just keep saying it, but it's so important. Everything we do at this church, pretty much, is centered around the goal of being a church that God feels comfortable showing up at in crazy ways when we get together. I mean, everything that we do, I mean, and here's the main things that we do at our church. We ask people to believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world, that he died on a cross, and we ask people to give their lives to that. We ask them to believe. And so that's important, right? Because the only thing that makes God show up in a unique and powerful way is believers coming together. And so we ask people to do that. We want people to do that. Then we want people to gather because we think God's presence is so strong. But here's the other thing. We want people to connect with one another. We did a bunko night last night. Some of you were there. Some of you weren't. And that bunko was as important to this church as you can possibly imagine, because what it did is it connected people. It really did, and that was the goal of it. But why is connection important? Because God says it's important. God says, hey, you should be united in heart and mind. You should be one-hearted is the word that the Bible uses. And we say, God, if you command that of us, then we're going to try to do it, and we're going to try to facilitate that in our congregation, because we don't want to do anything that would cause you not to show up when we come together, because people need to experience you. And so when we say you need to get into a connect group and you need to connect, it's not about filling up our connect groups. We don't care about filling up our connect groups. We care about unity, and we care about you being hospitable to one another because it's biblically commanded, and we care about you praying for one another, and we care about you serving one another, and we care about you being focused on the well-being of others and having a relationship that says, I'm going to build you up in Christ. And so we have connect groups, and we facilitate connection, not so that we can do what other churches are doing, but so that you can be connected to this body of believers and God can be honored, and then he can show up. And then we say, hey, we want people to serve our church. We want people to be using their spiritual gifts in service of this church. And again, we believe that when we look at Scripture, God says this is what you have to do. The church is not a guy pastoring everybody. The church is a bunch of people ministering to each other through the spiritual gifts that God has given. And so here's the thing. We say, okay, God, we're not going to be a church like most churches that says, hey, if you're really talented, you can get up on stage and you can be in charge of stuff. But we're going to be a church that says, God, how have you equipped us? We're gonna let everybody serve in the way that you've created them and built them and equipped them to serve. And we're going to do our best to help them in that so that God can just be spread to our cities and to our state and to our nation and to our earth. And again, it's all connected to the fact that we just want to be a church that follows hard after the heart of God so that God would be comfortable being here. Here's the thing. If you go to the Old Testament, God gives very strict orders about his presence. And his presence, and some of you know this, it happens in three ways in the Old Testament. First, on a mountain called Mount Sinai. Second, in a tent called the tabernacle. And third, in a place called the temple, which was his permanent dwelling place. And it's not like God's like, hey, build me a tent, build me a house, see what happens. God's like, hey, I want it to look like this. I want it to have this many rooms. I want it to have this decoration. And here is exactly how I want people to serve within it and how I want the services and the sacrifices and everything to go. That's what God does. And he says, if you do that, then I will fill it up and I will be there so that the whole world, he says this, the nations will come and they'll descend on this place in order to be in the presence of God. And then we flip to the New Testament in the Bible, and a lot of it is about the church, and it gives us these strict instructions. And it says, do this, this, and this, and then I will be in your presence. And here's what I believe. The nations will come to church. We won't have to be begging, hey, please come to church, please come to church, please come to church. We'll be saying, hey, look at what happens when we gather together, and the people will be drawn to it if we will live out God's will and allow for him to say, I'm comfortable being in that place. And so here, this is just my aside, and I'll try to speed up my sermon, but it drives me nuts when we don't do things well, because I think it distracts everybody, including me, from the most important aspect of what we do, and that is God's presence. I mean, none of this would matter if God wasn't here with us. There's two things about what we do when we come together that you can't do at home. Other people. No, and if you get your spouse there, then I guess you can. But other people and the presence of God in a way that he does not meet us and does not promise to meet us everywhere else. Sure, God is everywhere. But when I'm hanging out praying at Starbucks, nobody's falling down on their face saying, God is really among you. But the Bible tells us that if we do things right within the context of church, then that's the response that unbelievers will have, falling down and saying, God is really among us.